Welcome to the 200th episode of the Spike on the Mike Show.
As I say, do we do a mic check for me? Because I can hardly hear me. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the 200th episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Okay, why can I not? Can y'all hear me? Okay, I'm having trouble hearing. I can't hear nobody. But anyway, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. This is our 200th episode. We are here on Halloween. It's not Eve. On Halloween Day, we still here. We're going to do the show, even though we should be home giving out candy to the little rigrats trying to get our free food and promote tooth decay. But ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Spike on the Mic Show, here at 4847 North Armenia, Pin Chasers, the bowling alley known as... Already said that. Pin Chasers, yes. Insert clap here. This is going to be an interesting. Oh, there we go. Now we're doing good. Now we good. I understand that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am here at the bowling alley and our Palusha studios, but I am not alone. God, I am really not alone. Straight in my peripheral vision is the man who's been homeschooled. He is also a doctor. We call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a pineapple to a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of pineapple and pizzas, you and I and the one Tony God did a special on pizza and pineapple back in the day.
Well, it was co-produced by the Spike on the Mic Show, so everybody here is actually part of that production.
Oh, yeah. You all in part.
And it has been officially selected as an entry into the Diamond in the Rough Cut Film Festival.
Actually, there was another film festival that he submitted it to, and we also were consideration for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are known, you know, like you go to the Cannes Film Festival.
The show that we helped with.
The show that we helped produce is part of...
a documentary film called Pizza and Pineapples.
Pineapple and pizza, wasn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're on there, so check that out. Be warned that one day we will be in the IMDb known as some famous people.
We already are.
Oh.
The listing's already up.
Oh, we made it to the IMDb?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that is just too great. Well, Dr. Kevin Clark, if you look straight in your peripheral vision and then to your right, the man that's making the sound go through your eardrums and through the sound on your computer would be the one, the only PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I am sticking like too much sugar in my iced tea.
Oh, yeah, it is a little... It's a little
very tough. Sweet.
Kevin. Yes. Because you're drinking Arnold Palmer, right?
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Fight through it, man. You got to fight through the pain like we're doing. We're fighting through. You know, we're an injured crew, but we're still doing it. I have no idea why I call those injured.
Thank you.
Well, in your peripheral vision...
Oh, yeah.
...is the whole reason we're here. The only reason we're here is because of this one man who participated in the Halloween outfit dress-up. And he is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like goodness to everything that comes out of the snack bar at Ben Chaser's snack bar here at the bowling alley. They have the best food here.
I have a question. I agree with Steve on the snack
Ask
bar.
Ask the question.
Yeah.
But why is Steve getting credit for participating in a costume contest when he's dressed exactly the way he always does, but he brought a towel? How is that a costume?
He will explain. For those who can't
see him. I'm dressed as a Bathranian prince.
Oh, I didn't know. See, I was giving Steve a chance to expound.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, sad to say I am a Bathranian king now.
Why is that?
Why is that?
I know you want to tell us.
Because he's been sitting on the throne.
My father has passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Every Bathranian, by the way, is royalty.
Do all your jokes involve somebody dying?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's just...
No, just his joke.
It was a lighthearted thing about a Bathranian prince, and then you had to introduce death into it.
Oh, I'm sorry. But that's what happens. Eventually, if you live long enough, you become a Bathranian king.
Took an unnecessarily dark turn.
Well, we here on the show appreciate you participating in the costume conversation, because not all of us can do it. Did we outrun that?
Yeah, I got rid of it. It was just driving me crazy.
Well, no, well, now it's going to sound like dead air.
No, now it sounds like we're all talking.
Okay, oh, yeah, well, we're in unity now. We're
all
here.
Talking at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, straight in the Voice of Reason's peripheral vision.
Uh-oh.
Straight in his peripheral vision is the man who you know him as Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
Like pine tar.
Oh.
Like pine tar.
Oh, that's a baseball reference, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good. This is a baseball reference for those who don't know sports.
It was just short.
You got on shorts.
I do, but that was a short answer, so we could keep going.
Yeah, good. that is
moving.
Awesome.
Move along. Move along.
Keep moving. Well, Dr. Bill Smuts.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Move along.
Yeah, really. Bill Smuts.
Is that a new sponsor?
In your peripheral vision, a little catacony to the right. Here, the show is about to get professional. We're about to get pretty, and we're about to make some sense here. So all you people out there listening, you guys will now enjoy the next sound that you hear. We like to call her Miss Monica. Miss Monica, how you sticking, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, and I'm sticking like a Charleston chew to the roof of your mouth. Happy Halloween.
That's like peanut butter, isn't
that's
it?
Nice.
It's like that when you were a kid and you didn't...
Like saying black, huh?
Black.
A Charleston chew. I have to go. I don't know what a Charleston chew
is. It's candy.
It's your own fault for pushing it up against the
right?
top
but you
of
your, do. But how come everybody does?
Because people don't know how their mouth works.
Is that what you're supposed to do in Charleston?
How does my mouth work?
Because it fits there so well.
It's a thing. It just is a thing. Just
trust you, huh?
Accept it and move on.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we do here, we sit around here and we talk about things in the
future.
And things in the
past.
And things in the
future.
No, we'll talk about three things.
Yeah. We just did
yeah,
three.
Yeah, we just did all three.
But one of y'all said the same thing.
Present.
Well, see,
that's all. That's four.
That's
the
fourth
now.
One, isn't it? Yeah.
That's a fourth element.
Really? Thank you, Monica. Did
I'm
we talk about.
Excuse you guys. Sorry.
I think we should answer like the Three Stooges. Things
you
from
didn't
the
already?
Knock, 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 knock.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
I don't know what that is.
Is that what Bathranian princes do?
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. I thought we weren't allowed to pass gas on this show.
Whoa. I don't care what y'all do when I'm not here, but it didn't happen in tonight. I'll just say that right now.
Oh, so we that is off limits today, huh?
That is a thing. I have an issue with that. That and bowel movements. Listen, my ex was disgusting.
Ooh.
And didn't care.
Is that how he became an ex?
He took a crap on our first date. He farted on our
second
date.
Wait.
Yeah, you got to slow down on that one.
How do you know?
He picked me up and said, hey, and I had, like, you know, I'm a girl. It took me a little bit longer.
Yeah,
I'm
we
like,
can tell that.
He goes, do you mind if I use your restroom while you finish up?
I'm like, it's your place.
While he was picking me up for our first date.
Wow.
He disappears. 10 minutes later, I hear, like the aerosol can.
Oh, no.
I'm like, did you just crap?
A second date, let alone a marriage?
Worse than that, he actually got laid that night, which is just wrong. I know.
Who?
That's on me.
With who, though?
Sadly.
It was on her. Unbelievable.
No, that was a boss move.
No,
yeah,
it was.
That's a boss move.
Yeah, he wanted you to know that he felt comfortable.
Yeah.
Your presence.
He shouldn't have crapped.
Hey, what's that famous line from that movie? I'm the captain now.
I own this bathroom.
He got on your throne.
Right. Pretty much, yeah.
It was gross. And then the next day, for our second date, he takes me to, remember the dollar movies? Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he takes me to the dollar movies, makes me pay for my own dollar, and then looks at me and says, you don't want any popcorn, do you? So there's clearly no refreshments. We leave there, go to his house, and bang again. I give it up twice for some reason. And after we're done banging, he totally farts under the covers.
Oh,
the
man.
Dutch oven?
Boss.
No, not that bad.
Like a boss. And tell me that wasn't the boss move.
It was disgusting.
No.
Yeah. I have issues with farting and it's gross. It's just
and
gross.
So she said, I do.
Yeah.
Thinking things could only get better from there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The only thing I'm getting from this is I'm asking Monica to the movies.
Yeah, really.
You'll pay for the popcorn.
Because if that's all it takes, and I'll spring for the popcorn.
Yeah,
you don't have to do anything smooth.
I know.
Just hey, leave. Let me.
It's like the worse
bathroom
behave, the better your chances are. It seems like.
Jeez, that is. That's, hey,
I've learned from that.
I want to give that man a high five. That's a boss move. Hey, let me.
Yeah.
Lighten up your bathroom.
Yeah, because here's the question. Because if you can get away with that, why change? Why?
Yeah, that's it. There was zero shame in his game. Like, zero. Like, who takes a crap? Like, don't you even hold it in? Or maybe you find an excuse on your way to your date.
By the way,
he made me pay for our first date, too. We went to a little concert thing. It was
Wait, hold on a second. How did he find all he can get away with this?
Because
he came out of the bathroom. He came out of the bathroom. She didn't send him home, and he's like, "I'm in. This is fine.
This
I
wasn't
can do
part of
anything."
He got to the box office. It was $15. He like turned around and like put out his hand to me, like, "I'll take the $15." I'm like, "Well, crap."
Okay, just out of curiosity, because this wasn't part of the show, but we got to expound on that.
Yeah, we need to know.
How in the hell did y'all even? He said, "Hey, can I take you out?" You said yes.
Was he really good looking?
At the time, I was clearly stupid, head over heels. Like, I thought, I was so grateful that he was even talking to me. I was like,
so he was hot.
I think he was a nice looking guy. And looking back,
he's got to be more than good looking to get away with everything.
This says a lot about me. This is the bottom line. He was so funny. Like, he made me laugh like you just don't know. And I laughed all the time with him. And
So
that added to the hotness. And then I'm like, well, crap. And then I honestly remember thinking to myself, why is this guy talking to me? He's funny. He's good looking. He should never even talk to me. So I felt like,
oh, you thought you was over your skis.
Yeah, totally. I thought I outkicked my coverage big. And I'm like, well, I'm just lucky.
Damn.
I knew it wasn't good looking.
Okay, there's no way.
He's a good looking guy. I think he's a good looking guy.
There's no way.
No, it's not that. It's just, We don't get away with that kind of crap.
There's no way he was as funny as I am.
Nobody's as funny as you are, Clark.
So, all right.
Just saying.
Just establishing.
Both of y'all tried something.
Parameters.
I heard what you said about funny, and then the voice of reason tried to say we don't get away with that stuff.
Yeah.
As though
funny
good,
people do.
But as he's good looking. That's what he was trying to say.
It's radio.
It's like George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and the voice of reason.
Yeah. Right.
God, it's just amazing that he can actually just do that.
But get away in reverse order.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
All right, so let's go ahead and get on with the show. Thank you, Monica, for that insightful about you.
Show.
Oh, we already started out?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, we also have to give a shout out. You guys can participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900 because this is a caller-driven show. Mm-mm. Yes, I said caller-driven show there, Dr. Captain Mm-mm. Clark. You guys,
isn't.
If there are no callers, then it just stands there.
Yeah, we don't go anywhere.
It's not driven at all.
That's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. But we want to give a shout out to our current and new sponsors.
Oh.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And our newest affiliate, RadioSt.Pete.com. Local internet radio for St. Pete and the world. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, RadioSt.Pete.com.
Yes, we'd like to thank those guys for giving us a shot, listening to us music.
What? Yeah, listen to us music. Yeah.
That was so wrong. Listen to us, putting us out there on the internet on St. Pete. On Radio St. Pete, and I'm sorry I'm being distracted because I'm doing some other things, but we want to thank you guys for listening. Listen, I have to say this to all our new listeners and sponsors.
Should.
You have to give us three listens, three bona fide listeners.
Right.
Listens, and then you'll get the show. Other than that, you might be confused.
Don't get the impression that it gets better after three listens.
Yeah, no.
Really. You'll be used to it.
No, just after three listens.
This is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
just give up after three.
Yeah, right. Just say, okay, this is what we got. Then this, just like you just said, hey, this guy obviously is funny and takes dumps anywhere and makes me pay. So.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and get this start on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, what we do right here, we talk about things in the past, present, and future. So now it is show changing, topic changing music.
I'm Batman.
Oh, damn.
That's why you had the thing on your
chest.
I'm sorry. Then you and the voice of reason also dressed
and
up.
And he's Hemingway, and he's average white dude.
Yeah, you're really regular white dude.
So all the topic-changing music segues will be Batman tonight, so you know.
Okay. All right. No, he can't.
Yes,
no,
it can.
We would like the old-fashioned voice.
Yes.
Maybe I'll do both.
Maybe you could be 1940s Batman.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yeah.
We'll see I'll try that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this topic doesn't have a title.
I can see the wheels turning, by the way.
I'm working on it.
But it goes around. I have to ask a question.
All right.
Humans would never live longer than what, PW? I'm sorry. How many years?
Oh.
Oh, I know. I was thinking a volcano.
I'm thinking we're gonna max out at, you know, around 105.
105. Bill Smuts. Humans would never live longer than how many years?
612.
All right.
Right. Biblical. Oh,
well, no.
Yeah,
no.
Really.
Basically, they'll never live more than that. I mean, I didn't know he wanted a minimum age, I thought, but I would say 612 is probably safe.
Okay, that's your... Okay, Dr. Captain Clark?
105 is the exact number I thought of as soon as you asked the question.
Yeah. All right, then, voice of reason.
Never live longer than 140.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. And
I
then Miss Monica?
I swear on everything holy, I thought of 105 as well.
Wow.
I did.
Nice.
There's got to be a reason for that, right?
Yeah.
Did y'all pick 105?
It just comes naturally.
Yeah.
No, because what happened, that's called osmosis. When he said 105, it sound traveling to your brain and then it trained up.
I think it's more like when chicks all sync up with their periods. We're just all synced up in our brains. Yeah.
Us chicks are all synced up.
Y'all synced in.
Yeah.
And well, I'm not in a very good mood.
Yeah. Give me a weekend.
Well, research suggests that the maximum age that a human can live is 125.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
125. They said the body cannot naturally pass further than that of life, that time for life expectancies.
I believe there have been 127 years old on records.
Methuselah lived 900 years.
Plus, what happens after that one? You just disappear into dust? Seriously. I mean, how can you not?
And
what happens?
What really
all
gets
your
me
warranties
is
are void.
What gets me, the International Database of Longevity did a study between the ages, between the years of 1968 to 2006. How in the hell are you going to study, see how long somebody lived? You just sit there and say, okay.
Alive today?
You find the oldest person in your neighborhood and every day.
I say, hey.
Okay.
I'm from the International Database of Longevity.
I need to mark you down for another day. Okay.
I want that gig.
You go to the Social Security system, and you find the oldest people there. You do a little computer search, and then
They all work there, don't they?
They said it was. No. They did a study, a test.
Convenient.
Well, and then they watch those people, and this, and when they die, you see who's living the longest.
Well,
what if the dead person doesn't notify Social Security?
Hey, I'm dying tomorrow. I'm going to be dead tomorrow.
True story, Social Security had me down as being born in 1932.
What year were you born?
52.
Whoa.
Yeah, I could have retired. I could have started collecting
Social
Security.
Bad handwriting.
22 years ago.
You could have been voting as an infant.
I like that. That's where your head went at. I'm like, well, we could drink early.
Really. That's what I'm thinking.
I was very close.
Yeah.
Very close. Yeah.
Whoa, so... You might make the 125 illegally.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That's my point, is that they have to double check and verify once they find.
Yeah, you're screwing up the
average. The oldest person. Yeah.
You could have been very popular in high school.
Ew.
Because you could have been the guy
that could buy beer.
Really.
Hassled about it.
Oh yeah, fourth grade.
Yeah. You could have been the man in high school because nobody could even say anything to you. It's on your ID.
Yeah, I may look 10 years old, but look at my ID.
Yeah, take my ID here. Yeah.
Actually, the way it went down was they thought I was born in 1942, and then they corrected it.
To 35?
Security went and corrected the information to 1930.
You should have left it.
But let me ask you this. Did they look at you and say, oh, no, we're wrong?
Right?
We had to change it back.
I had to actually go to the Social Security office in person and get it corrected.
And they sawed you in half and counted
the rings. Did they count the rings?
Yeah.
No, I don't know how they did it. I guess because I was taking it in a direction that would give me less money, I guess they just accepted it just automatically.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm off topic.
Are you not dead right now?
I'm still alive.
How did you prove that he had it wrong?
I think I showed him my driver's license.
Let me take his pulse.
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
Hey, do you remember who won the 1933 World Series? No? Well, you must not be that old.
Okay.
A solid test.
I could have been a junior just trying to keep my dad from getting Social Security, I guess.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, the International Database of Longevity, they found out currently that the oldest living person now is a French woman by the name of Joan Jett Clomet.
Her name's not Joan Jett
Clomet. Joan Jett.
I'm not even looking at the thing, and I know that's not correct.
She a heartbreaker?
How about Jeanine Clement?
Joan Jett Clement.
All right, let's go there. Jeanine Clement.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Or she Blackheart, right? Joan Jett and Blackheart.
She's the oldest woman in the world. She deserves some respect.
And how old is she?
Right now, she's a bone 22.
So she's got 3 years.
A bone right. 22, yeah.
She's
yeah.
a bone twin. So she knows, in, according to the studies. Oh, yeah.
What does bone mean?
It's 100. 100.
Why does bone mean 100?
Well, that's
and
that,
who
that's
knows
actually,
that?
Yeah, but I knew that.
The tall people know that.
The tall yeah. people know that, yeah.
He's as wide as white gets, and he knew it.
He hangs around with the
he has Netflix.
That one,
you're just as wide as that guy. That's tall guy. Facts.
You okay. know what a fin is?
5.
Yeah. Saw buck.
Huh?
A saw buck.
20.
Saw butt?
Saw buck.
Buck.
I saw a buck.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
That's 10.
Oh, 10.
Who makes up these rules?
A bone is 100.
Yeah,
a
I don't know what
how
doing.
Many it's are. How many are there? Like, how come I don't know that? So a saw?
Because you're from Iowa.
Yeah, really. Saw all you know is corn.
Is how
yeah.
many?
10. $10 bill.
Oh, it's not 20? What's 20?
Jefferson. No, it's a Jackson.
It's Andrew Jackson.
That's the white guy.
That's.
Monica's over there like, well, how much barley can I buy with this? I'm from Iowa.
What's a fitty? There's got to be stuff. I didn't
a fitty.
Know. Yeah, he just said it. So anyway, the lady is a bone 22. And they interviewed her. She clearly outlived her husband, who died at the age of 73. She only gave up cycling when she was 100.
So she's been a widow for 50 years?
You did the math that quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, 73 to 123.
Okay.
You could say anything right now, and
that's
I'll believe you.
That's
I don't
50
do
years
that.
Difference.
She's 123?
Yes.
She's bone 22.
123.
All right.
She's got 2 years to go.
She's not a day over
she
one.
Can't possibly but this,
she can't possibly be.
She's not yeah. a day over a bone.
Yeah, yeah. really. But she gave up smoking just 5 years ago.
No.
And she says she remembers meeting Vincent Van Gogh.
She well, said, who's going to challenge her?
Wait, is this the woman who lives in a shoe?
With all them kids? No.
She did have a lot of kids. Yeah, rumor has it.
In 1877, at the age of 13, she met Vincent Van Gogh.
Sure she did.
She called him a
Vincent
dirty...
Vincent Van who?
A bro. Dirty what?
A dirty...
Wait a second. At 1877, at the age of 13, that means that 1864, that means she's actually 152, according to what you just said.
Pepper note. Or Schmuck knows.
Oh, damn.
He's a math wizard.
Maybe this article is 50 years old.
I trust everything he says in math.
Yeah,
no, I have no idea what you what
you just said. 1877 at the age of 13, right?
I'm sorry. As a girl of 13,
yeah,
of 13 people in a family.
Oh, okay. As a girl, she all was right. 1 year old.
All right, so even if she was 1 year old, we're still looking.
So that
right,
can't be right either.
Yeah, we're she still looking at 129
16 plus 20.
Somebody's lying.
But when you get to be that old, you can say you met anybody you want, and they challenge you. Well, you weren't
that's
there.
True. Yeah.
Clearly, you weren't there. So yeah. How do you know?
Yeah, really. Help of math could have changed since then. Yeah.
Subtraction. That's the only constant.
Get out the abacus.
I want to know what she called him.
She called him a dirty, badly dressed, disgraceful guy. Disagreeable guy. So I don't understand.
So he was an artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's not good at insults.
So wait a minute. This is still Joan Jett talking to Vincent Van Gogh?
Joan Jett.
Yeah.
This is
Joan
weird.
Jett Clear. Yeah. She recalls selling pencils to Vincent Van Gogh.
Huh? Oh, sure. Of course. She got him started.
So she's just making this up now.
Oh, those Venus Paradise pencils. And Van Gogh used to fill in the numbers.
Yeah.
Were pencils a thing back then? When did pencils get
invented? She invented pencils.
Oh, okay.
Eight.
Yeah, paint by numbers, you know.
Well, right now, the average life expectancy, the people from the Institute, the International Database Longevity, they say the average lifespan expectancy is 81 years of age, which is, damn.
How many average?
I will invent a stick that you can draw with, and I will sell them to young artists.
Yes. What's your name, son? What's your name?
Vincent Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Well, you are disagreeable.
Yeah, really.
You the average is 81.
Here, take this pencil.
At first.
Well, my name is not Jean-Jacques Clamette.
Stop being disagreeable and go draw something. And voila.
Vincent Van Gogh invented the pencil dick.
I will take your filthy money.
How did he do that?
Well, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Serious. All right, so anyway, now you guys know. If you guys get to be 125, you're done. Because the people
all right.
So
said
for that. My 124th birthday, I'm going all out.
Oh,
you ain't kidding.
You let all the balls go to the walls, really. Just
all the balls will be going somewhere else. All,
everywhere.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeanette Clement, remember her.
Yeah.
Just right, remember
already
her.
Forgot.
Actually, they'll be on the floor at that age.
Ew.
Damn.
Easier to get to.
Really? All right, let's go ahead and do. Oh my God.
What's wrong with you guys?
Let's do Toby changing music.
Yeah, I'm Batman. See, that's the deal. I'm Batman. Crime fighter.
Yeah, can't find that anywhere else. Yeah,
right.
Yep.
All right, so now this topic here I like to call, do you have any Grey Poupon?
Yeah.
Do you have any Grey Poupon? And also what I want to do for the people in shipping containers
right.
and the listeners out there, I want you guys
to what he calls us.
Yeah, y'all did riffraffs, the yeah. riff, what is the immigrants in the shipping container.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah
that's for some reason, we don't know why, but that's what he says.
We never question it.
I feel like maybe you should change that when there's a Mexican in the room, but okay, go ahead. I don't know.
Or it fits.
Yeah.
One of the two. We go with one of the two.
You don't know how I got here.
Really?
Yeah.
So what I need to do, I need to ask the people in the shipping container,
yep.
you are now judge and jury of this particular case. So I need some judge and jury music.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Nice.
A Michigan woman, she's suing Jimmy John's because she ordered a sandwich. She ordered a Billy Club sandwich, which comes with all the stuff on it. And yep. she specifically said no mayonnaise or no mustard.
Okay.
Oh, got it.
In the confusion of the order, they put...
Why is there confusion of an order?
Oh, that was good timing.
Yeah,
Who's that?
Well, as it's we have caller. To do...
We'll find out.
As we do, we have to go to the Spike on the Mic Show. Caller, welcome to the Spike.
They hung up.
All right. Oh. All right.
I'm saying, well, you know why? Because they... Is there a delay? Because how do they call right in the middle of our...
Well, the way... Our callers are never people who actually listen to the show.
Yes.
So
they have no idea.
So wait a minute. So I could just randomly call next.
Yeah, that's how it works.
If you accidentally dial 813,
you know the show's on 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time zone.
You realize that next Monday night is at between 7 and 8. I will be pre-gaming because the Buffalo Bills play Monday Night Football. So
they do.
I will be good and toasty.
Well, what you want to do is come up with a bad celebrity impression.
Yes,
a few jokes. And then call in. And it doesn't matter what we're talking about. We'll take your call.
Yeah.
And you get to do your shtick.
You know why we take your call?
Why?
We're a caller-driven
show.
So that means you'll be obliterated and won't be able to vote on Tuesday.
Oh, it's happening. Whether you like it or not, Mike Pep or Bill Schmock, it's happening.
Yeah, you will be nullified.
And void.
Yes. Okay, so hit the music.
Oh, yes.
So she ordered a sandwich. No mustard, no mayonnaise. They accidentally put it in the confusion. They put it on there. So she went outside, bit into it, and immediately felt a little nauseous and allergic to mustard and mayonnaise.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Now, the question I'm asking you guys.
Yeah.
So she went. She realized the mistake, went and bought some over-the-counter drugs, some Benadryl, to take it to
Ipiac.
Eat.
Whatever.
Epicac.
Yeah, Epicac. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Sure.
Make her throw up.
All right. So then she said, I can fight through it. So she went to work, and then she actually went out of town and still had problems. So she went back and saw she's suing Jimmy John's. Now, my question to the shipping container judges and juries.
Yeah.
How do you award? Do you award in the favor of Jimmy, or do you award in the favor of Lindsay Bresnahan?
Lindsay Bresnahan.
Just say Joan Jett.
Yeah, Lindsay. Yeah.
Lindsay
Bresnahan.
Neham.
All right, so let's go around.
These are all the facts we get.
No.
Yeah.
That's all the facts we get, but we have to decide based on just what you just told us. That's
okay,
all we get.
Okay, I was going to. I wanted you guys.
Okay.
Your deliberation. Then I'll give you some facts. Okay.
What are the details? What are, yeah. So they put, they clearly put mayo and mustard on something she requested mayo and mustard not on. What did they say as a defense so far? Like, what have they said?
We are very sorry for the confusion. We normally try to honor all our customers' requests.
What did she say? She's allergic, and
yes.
She had to go make herself puke.
She went and got some Benadryl and some rest of that stuff y'all said. She went to the doctor on an unrelated case, and then the doctor said it was a continued take the Benadryl, and it all should clear up.
Did she, and not that I don't want to lead anything, but did she mention prior to ordering that she could not have it because she had an allergy?
Exactly.
It does not say. She just said she specifically remembered, she specifically told them not to put any mustard mayonnaise on her.
That's a key component right there, in my opinion.
Right.
If she said it, and then in my opinion as a worker, I'm going, I mean, you should go out of your way anyway, but I'm really going out of my way to make sure this person doesn't have an allergic reaction.
She maintained, now, she expressly told the staff not to put mustard or mayonnaise on her sandwich.
Here's
why would she buy a sandwich in a strip club, though? I don't understand.
Why, I have that much of a reaction to a sandwich, and I know I specifically did not ask for it, did I not just look at it and open it up and say, oh, make sure there's no mayonnaise or mustard? Okay, there is, not going to eat it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What was the name of this place?
Jimmy John's.
It's so good.
Jimmy John's.
No, sandwich
strip club.
Yeah.
along the same lines with what Monica was saying, I know there are, I never heard of it with mayonnaise, but I've heard with mustard, people do get severely ill if they're allergic to mustard.
Really?
Right?
But knowing that, I don't even take the chance of calling in an order. I go to the place and watch them make my sandwich.
If I'm that concerned, you're right.
If it's something that I know will make me severely ill,
right.
I'm not taking the chance of even calling in an order.
So now, do you? How do you deliberate?
Huh?
How do you deliberate?
Thank God. I'm like, how do I liberate? Liberate who? I personally, because if she were on her deathbed right now and she had 2 days to live, that's a little dicey. But
she's not 125.
The doctor said she's going to be fine. It'll just take time. It's a sucky situation. I'm hoping she learns from it and looks at her sandwiches in the future. I'm siding with Jimmy John's on this one.
Okay. The voice of reason?
I'm ruling for the defendant.
Which one is that?
That's the,
Jimmy John's.
That's the guy that did, that served her ketchup and mayonnaise that she couldn't bother to lift.
Mayonnaise and mustard. Get it right.
I know. What?
Yeah, mayonnaise and mustard.
It's called...
That she couldn't bother to lift up a little corner of her sandwich to see.
Yeah. All right.
And let's face facts. When you get a sub, have you ever ordered from there? That crap's all over the joint anyway.
Exactly.
When you open your bread, when you open your wrapping of it, it's just all mixed.
They use the same knives. They just kind of wipe them off between sandwiches, and it's like so.
Never being a sponsor, right?
Yeah, I mean, people that have the peanut allergies like can't be in the same room where the peanuts have ever been. Basically.
So how do you rule?
I'm as much as I hate Jimmy John's, I'm ruling on behalf of Jimmy John's.
All right.
No, that guy's a douchebag.
He could be a douchebag all day long. That sandwich tastes good.
Jimmy John's a douchebag?
Yeah.
You know him?
He's.
You think about Papa John's.
You hate everybody, though.
They're both, though.
Oh, they're brothers?
I'll go to Publix, and I'll ask for extra mayonnaise and mustard.
Love Publix.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bill Smuts.
What did she sue for?
Undisclosed amount.
I would just say that, you know, maybe Jimmy John's has got to be responsible for the medical bill.
Here's $10.
The medical bill. I mean, if she had to go to the hospital to get the Benadryl shot or whatever it was, then perhaps if you're Jimmy John's, you just want this settled and go away. And in that case, maybe you fight for that. If it's going to go to a jury and you're asking me a jury thing, I probably find on behalf of the defendant, just because I think that you have to show malicious intent. But I do think that they would probably want to get
Is
this gone.
I think so.
Yeah. What?
No, that was good. That's very good. Maybe they should pay for the sandwich.
Maybe she should get a refund.
Maybe she should get a refund for the sandwich.
Because she didn't eat the whole thing. I'll be okay with that. It all lies, I'm with you there, good question, and that it all lies in the how much she's asking for. If I were on a jury and she were asking,
she asked for a bone. She asked for a bone.
If she's asking for a bone, what's 1,000?
10 bones.
But that's a grip.
That's 10.
Okay, now we're just making
a Yeah.
He just made that up.
You know, because bone and grip, you know, I mean, for 1,000, you would do a lot more.
I'm saying if she's asking for an obnoxious amount of money, then no. But if she's asking for the price of the sandwich, fine, here's $10. Have a nice day.
All right.
What if she's asking for $20,000 or something for medical bills and for the inconvenience and maybe out of work and just the discomfort? And the ignoring of it. Mm-hmm. Is that too much?
So what is, I mean, what is the cutoff point then? You saying, he said 20.
I think the cutoff point is anything more than.
$10 sandwich?
Kind of.
I'm just saying, if you're Jimmy Jones, you have an insurance and you're going like this for $25,000, let's just send this goodbye.
If she can pay for a lawyer, she's fine.
It's not the lawyers don't take fees until they get that money.
Only if they award it. You never listen to
I don't know.
They take like 50%. 30 to 50% depending upon your lawyer.
I'm not allergic to mayonnaise or mustard, so I've never had a lawyer. I don't know.
That's all.
You gotta get a lawyer that specializes in mayonnaise and mustard.
So. Yeah.
I would demand that she produce the sandwich so that we could see that there was mustard and mayo on it.
That's true. Where's the proof? How do we know that she's in the hospital?
Oh, prove that there was mustard and mayo.
And I think Jimmy John should offer, if she brings it back, to hose it down and get all the mustard.
Now unload. She's going to unload him.
You're going to don't love you.
Yeah.
She's going to get a soggy breaded sandwich back. They're going to hand that back.
Well, she doesn't want mayonnaise on it.
She didn't say don't make it soggy.
Yeah.
I want proof from the doctors or whomever that
she has an allergic reaction?
No, that there was in her system was mustard and mayonnaise. Because she could have a whole of the problem. She thought she'd just slap it on Jimmy John.
Did she take pictures of herself with mayonnaise in the corner of her mouth?
That's not mayonnaise.
Oh, by the way.
guys.
Oh.
You take that sandwich out back in the parking lot and right. hose it with a fire hose
well,
to the bread and the lettuce that yeah. is flying all over the parking lot
well,
and then put it back
well,
together. Yeah.
Without the
all right. Who here wants a sub?
Yeah, really.
Here's a little trivia for you radio people. You'll appreciate this or maybe not. Jimmy John's is known for having their employees, their little minimum wage sandwich maker employees, sign non-compete agreements.
Well, maybe
they meaning they can't go to the
meaning
way?
If they decide to leave Jimmy John's, they want to go work for Subway, they can't do it for a year.
That's because they can't, what do you call it? They
They're restricting sandwich people from getting jobs making sandwiches.
It's hardcore, man.
So what if they, what if they can't
What's
go to Publix?
Secret?
Here's my question.
No.
Jimmy John's secret is they deliver.
Here's my question. Is anybody holding a gun to their head and saying, you must work at Jimmy John's and sign this? Or are they voluntarily saying, okay, I accept these terms? Because
if you want to work at Jimmy John's,
yeah.
when you but got, then suppose you move across town, they don't have a Jimmy John's. Oh, well, there's a Subway. Sorry, you can't work
well,
there.
Well, most non-competes have an amount of mileage, though. Like, you maybe you just can't.
He said across the street, so that's probably what they have mileage.
He said across town.
Wherever.
They moved it.
Wherever.
My point is,
yeah.
why would you do that to your minimum wage employee?
Nobody's forcing them to. They could say, okay, then I don't want to work
What's
here.
What's the secret of Jimmy John's? Oh, there's two pieces of bread?
That's wow. That's why you don't like it, because you're not in on the secret.
And everything gets mayonnaise.
Yes, really. Yeah. Well, Lindsay, well, now she claims she's unable to speak above a whisper because of the allergic action to her her talking voice.
Oh, cry, Damn. Women.
And she lost her job. She was... A
phone sex operator?
Yeah.
Give her the money.
Yeah, really.
They still have those?
Oh, I think so.
Still a thing? I thought it was
I think they dialed up
and actually,
the internet.
It'd be a
yeah, there'd be an enhancement. Yeah.
Do you think so or do you know this?
Well, I think you know,
serious?
When
yeah,
scouring
really.
The oh, net.
Oh, I'm glad you guys know this stuff.
She was a customer service rep at a loan office bank, and now she has lost her job because she can't speak. Her job entailed talking to customers.
But let's just
she's embarrassed, and she can't. She has emotional distress and humiliation.
Okay, then sue the bank for not providing alternate ways of speaking to a customer. I mean, she's out of control.
Let's ask this real quick.
I'm sorry, your loan's
because we do have a professional radio employee here.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Well, someone who actually gets paid for doing it. Okay. That, so that
Barely.
Defined as professional. Doesn't matter. It's a professional.
Okay.
So let's say you're the one who orders something that you're hoping to be allergic to, and you lose your voice.
Yeah. How much money do you get?
What do you?
You want the price of the sandwich?
They don't. Yeah. It's pretty much my annual salary, so it's all good. Yeah. They're not going to care.
Yeah.
They're
Jimmy John's would take her out back.
Yeah, but you would probably be out of work because someone screwed up the sandwich because you wouldn't be able to get paid.
Because people wouldn't be able to call in death threats because they wouldn't be able to hear you speak.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Nobody would hate me anymore. Exactly.
So now how do you rule?
As no, if it's all, that's the thing, is I'm all about proof. I'm with you on the prove to me that it was actually mustard and mayonnaise. Yeah. Prove to me that you, you know, you didn't, it's not linked to anything else or whatever. If there's actual proof, and by
but
the way,
let's say there is. I mean, that's the whole thing. If she's bringing the suit, I'm going to assume for the fact it's not.
I honestly would still, this is going to suck. But it's on me for not, I don't know how I ate, put something in my mouth, you heard me, without checking what it is on
Like they, like you haven't done
that
every time. Oh my God, you just ruined that there.
Mom don't even let us get to that point. We want to get there before you just, you heard me. Let me, you just.
Like I check everything I put in my mouth.
That's on me. Dirty, awful things in my mouth all the time.
So you
without looking,
sometimes
without
it looks
checking.
Like mayonnaise on my side of my mouth. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to sue anybody.
That's not mayonnaise. All right. So no one here is going to give award Lindsay the money.
I am. I mean, if she proves it, I mean,
how
if
much
she,
money?
Well, I'm sure she just. She just walked down the street and said, ooh, Jimmy John's, and then decided to sue them. Yeah, she had to have some kind of proof.
Plus, you also made us decide before you unveiled all the rest of the evidence.
Oh,
yeah.
You provided us.
So does that change your opinion?
Honestly, if it gets to a jury vote, I mean, I'm going to have a hard time asking or doing the $30 million she's probably asking for. But I would say that, you know, certainly her medical costs, I would probably have no issue doing. But I don't think it never gets to that point because you're going to have to settle.
The evidence you made us decide on indicated that she got sick, and that was all there was to it. You didn't tell us she lost her job and she couldn't actually.
And she couldn't speak.
Right.
I would award.
Yeah, my award changes now. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I would award damages. However, punitive damages are probably not going to be in line.
I don't know what's punitive.
Yeah, that's like a little bit.
She should pay the punitive damages.
Damages are you get paid for what you lost out on. Punitive damages, so, like, let's teach Jimmy Johns a lesson.
Yeah. Yes. So I was ready to talk before you finished speaking, so I didn't actually hear
what
you
said. Okay, well, you know, good. So I'm not going to say it again.
Yeah.
All right. I don't like Angry Clark.
Punitive damages mean so we're going to make sure that they never do this again. And
punitive means punishment.
Oh, so why need to say that? Punishment damages.
We should have.
We will from now on.
This is Spike on the mic. We should have said punishment damages.
Yeah. So this woman here should not get any money. Are we going around in circles?
We just said that she should.
All right. Well, but let's go ahead and
what?
Get out of here then.
Punishment.
So now it's time to do.
Oh, what's Twindin?
What's Twindin?
Is it? What's Twindin? This is the What's Twindin music for our segment called What's Twinding? And let me not be prepared and have Twitter ready. This is the segment where every week we take a look at a number of topics that may or may not be twinding. Monica, you have been on these before.
I have. One time I was. Am I doing
that? Well, I don't know. Let's find out. Let's do. Let's start with 10. This is a famous, this is what they do on Twitter all the time. They'll do a hashtag game.
Right.
This one is make a book spooky. And I'll give you some examples.
Wow.
Much, I like these.
Much a boo about nothing. What to expect when you're expecting ghosts. Robinson Crucified and Huckleberry Fiend.
Oh, that's
so the way
cute.
What it is, you take a book title and you do something to make it spooky, and we're going to participate in that now.
I can't.
And we'll start with PW.
Frankenstein.
Perfect.
Nice job. Okay. All right, I got one then.
Okay,
if he's going to go the Frankenstein route, I'm going to say to kill a mockingbird.
There you go.
Yeah. Awful as well. Hey,
go that way.
Steve.
Of rats and men.
Of rats and men.
Okay.
Scarier than mice.
All right. Bill Schmatz?
The Bible.
Okay. Creepy.
But yeah, really. Right. I'm sorry. I was distracted again.
Let's not even do it. Let's just not
we tried
even
our best go.
We didn't right. try hard at all, so let's just keep going. Here's another one. Bad haunted house themes.
Bad haunting house themes.
I'll give you themes.
Dead babies.
Well, I'll give you some examples, and you go from there. Ouija board glory hole.
I'm
going to be in that haunted house right now.
A day in the life of Ken Bone. We all remember Ken Bone.
Oh, Ken Bone. Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have?
Is that also associated with the Ouija glory hole?
It could be.
Ken Bone.
Crazy cat lady's house.
Hey. That's me.
Hey.
The rest of these are all political. This is a terrible What's Twending. We're going to skip this one, too.
Because yeah. Mustard all, mayo house.
Yeah.
It's all things like Donald Trump's house. That's scary. And then Hillary Clinton's house. That's awful scary.
The house of mayonnaise and mustard.
Stupid.
Yeah. Is it next Tuesday yet? For real?
No, it's not, unfortunately. All right.
But it's going to be something else y'all going to be talking about. Get tired of talking
Shelby
about.
County. What is Shelby County twending? Steve, you guess.
Shelby County. Is that where they make cars?
Well, let's see.
Shelby.
What happened in Shelby County, or what's happening in Shelby County that would make it twending?
They're having an election.
Okay, that's limited to Shelby County. Perfect. Yeah. Monica, what's happening?
I don't even. What state are we? I don't even know.
Alabama.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I know.
Rebel flag situation happening.
All right, Spike.
No, they decided that all women must be named Lisa.
Okay, that's perfectly logical.
Instead of Shelby.
That's a
monument to the Ten Commandments.
Okay, and Bill Schmatz. Dead air. Okay, perfect. Right. This is the best segment ever. The correct answer is a fuel pipeline explosion.
Oh, great.
People. So
that's bad.
That happened.
Ooh. Wow. All right.
Can we lighten this up a bit? You got any happy?
Let's just do the last one. The last one is hashtag trick or treat.
Yay.
Why would people be doing trick or treat for What's 20?
Let me guess. It's October 32nd?
No, it's because it's our 200th episode.
Is this wait, am I on the
Yeah, you're yes, 200
you are
baby.
On the
yeah.
200th. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't ever have to come back again, no. right?
And we're never doing this segment again. So that's for What's 20.
That's our
knee walla backwards.
I can't believe everything is Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump now. Everything.
Hey. Well, now
I've seen how stupid those haunted houses
were.
Yeah,
those were 20.
I couldn't even read them off. They're so
they
stupid.
All can't be winners, okay?
No, you're
all
right.
Can't be winners.
2 weeks from now, we can do that trending thing again, and it'll
maybe,
be
fine. Maybe.
It'll be better.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right,
well,
worse.
Now I have to. This is something it's just a question I want to ask the shipping container people.
All right, sure.
Just to generate some conversation. I was thinking about this, and I was wondering. In a steel cage match.
Okay. Right.
In a steel cage match, who would win in a fight between an average regular man with a running chainsaw?
Okay.
Or a 400-pound angry tiger?
Aw, poor tiger.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to chop the tiger up?
Aw, that's sad.
They're fighting.
Yeah,
they're
really.
Fighting.
What are they fighting over?
Who stays alive in the cage?
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Mayonnaise. I don't know.
This is worse than the haunted house theme.
Yeah, really, okay. No, but I'm saying, so do you think an angry 400-pound tiger would lose the fight?
Yes. I think a 400-pound tiger is kind of small.
Just depends on who gets the first blow.
Aren't tigers much bigger than 400 pounds?
Yeah, they're big.
They're like 600 or 700 pounds, aren't they? So it's a little tiger.
Yeah. It's a tiny tiger.
So it's a guy with a chainsaw and a baby tiger.
It is so sad.
Oh, my God.
Like Tony the Tiger?
Yeah, but those baby tigers are fast.
He comes walking.
Wait a minute. So what's
big eyes?
It's a regular guy.
And he says, I'm mad.
Yeah, and then he chops his head off.
Look, I think it's a very similar thing as Sharknado. I mean, it's like when the shark's flying at you and you got the chainsaw, if you just get it right, it doesn't matter. You're going to either cut the paw off, you're going to get it cut.
So you guys want me to think that I can put an average guy inside a steel cage with a chainsaw running and then a regular adult male tiger angry at
An average guy is going to kill himself with the chainsaw.
Yeah, he's going to chop his foot off or
exactly.
something.
Average the tiger.
Guy.
Okay.
The average guy.
Let me put it to you this way, Spike. Let's just say it's an average-sized tiger and you. The tiger will take the chainsaw from you, slice you up in 50 pieces, then the story's over. So you're good.
Like, I'm also thinking.
Whoa, so you picked the tiger over Ma?
Ja.
I think a savvy tiger who's very smart kind of avoids the chainsaw until it runs out of gas. And then that guy is history. All you can do is hit him with the chainsaw. But
do you enter the cage with the chainsaw running, or do you have to start the chainsaw after?
Oh, that's actually a good question.
Because
if it doesn't start on the first try,
you're dead.
Or is it an electric chainsaw where you go to pull and all of a sudden it stops?
That's right.
Too short.
Oh, you
got
to give me an extension cord, man.
So
this is a big steel cage. I have to move around.
So we don't know who wins this fight.
We do.
I'm pulling for the tiger.
Yeah. We're all pulling for the
poor
tiger.
Poor little baby tiger.
If it's a gas chainsaw, I'm assuming the tiger would run to the corner.
Who's the psycho staging these awful steel cage matches?
Hey, they did it. I just saw it and I said, ooh.
So then what was the vote? What was the
majority of the people that voted? I should have got the numbers. It was like,
because you made it up. So just tell us what the numbers are, too.
Yeah. What's the made-up answer?
3,000 people said yes.
Out of 6,500 people that voted on this video, they say that the tiger would win because the man would hurt himself trying to defend himself from the angry charging.
6,500 people answered this survey.
At least
many walked away laughing when they were asked the question.
So I guess you're saying average because, I mean, I sit there. If I've got a running chainsaw, I'm just holding it straight in front. I'm just reacting to whatever the paw, the neck, something like that.
You can always count on.
I'm not going to hurt myself holding it in front of me.
Okay, you saying a 400-pound tiger is small?
I think so.
I'm relatively saying small. A huge, it's
probably like a 700-pound.
700-pound tiger. He's mad and he's mad at you. And he's roaring and
those chainsaws are really smoky.
Yeah,
and that would make
and Smots is holding the chainsaw.
Yeah,
and something itchy on his forehead. And then that's it. That's it. He's
I know who wins against an illusionist or a tiger.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who would win there?
Tiger wins.
Tiger wins.
Tiger won.
I don't understand.
It was Ben and Jerry. They have an act out.
Ben and Jerry.
Yes, Ben and Jerry.
Lilo and Stitch.
They have an act out in Las Vegas.
Okay, so besides Monica and I, we all lost.
Oh, Siegfried and Roy. That's right.
But you guys seem to be enjoying that. All right, so let's just go ahead to the next topic.
You're buying your ice cream from the wrong person, Steve.
Next topic.
All righty.
An
This is where we change the topic yet again for 1940s Batman. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do it.
That's
no,
awesome.
Boo.
All right.
Perfect.
Just another question.
Like I let down the whole show all night.
Just another question. Where you're twindy.
Yeah.
Question to the shipping container.
Yeah, that's us.
Is this an icebreaker or is this a bad look?
You. All
right.
Okay, we've learned earlier that there's almost no such thing as a bad look in some people's eyes when it comes to first impressions.
All right.
So
this is sports related. All right. You guys all heard of Brett Favre, right?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, rumor has it in the locker room, Brett Favre in their training facility, he's sitting in the kitchen or in the cafeteria reading a newspaper. This is when he was at the height of his career.
Right.
So far, so good.
They drafted number one quarterback, the guy that's playing quarterback now. What's his name? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. They drafted Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
So they had never met. Aaron Rodgers walks into the cafeteria where Brett Favre is sitting down and says, "What's up, Grandpa?"
Whoa.
Now, question to the shipping container. Is that a bad look or is that just an ice-breaking statement?
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
If it were me,
I would get, like, how else? Okay, let me put you this way. How else do you even approach Brett Favre, knowing full well he's Brett Favre?
Hi, sir.
Right.
I have an autograph.
Yeah, you're not going to be an idiot about it. So you got to do something. You got to bust balls. Oh, my God. Can I quote somebody here?
Yes.
It's locker room conversation.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
It's a locker room. It's two boys being boys. That's awesome. I love it.
Okay. Smots?
Who said what to whom?
Aaron Rodgers walked up to Brett Favre and said,
"Oh, show you might want to listen."
Said yes, and said, "What's up, Grandpa?"
It's only an hour.
No, it's great. It's perfect.
That's perfect. Yeah, PWs.
I would say it was perfect too, and I should explain that I'm known for this kind of a statement. I was introduced to a guy who had no fingers on his hand, and he stuck his hand out to shake my hand, and I said, "So you got to tell me, were you born that way, or is it a power tool?"
Oh, crap!
Oh God! Was it a lion?
For some reason, you know,
that's as close as you're gonna get to being Aaron Rodgers.
by the way, Brett Favre is a grandpa. Doesn't matter. He is a grandpa.
There
he is. So,
that was like the tiger and the chainsaw.
That might have been a compliment. Yeah. It might have been a new grandpa.
Yeah, maybe
Dr. Captain Clark.
Yeah, you want your rookie to come in and be at least that cocky.
Voice of reason?
Was he making fun of Brett Favre?
It's football. Yeah.
Because I don't think any football player should be making fun of anybody who can read.
He set himself up nicely there, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, that was a great one there, boys.
What he's saying is football players are dumb.
Yeah. No, what so happened is Brett Favre took offense to it. Now, think about on his side. Brett Favre is the quarterback. He's doing well. They draft a young guy to take your job.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what you do? You go change your tampon, stop crying, take a Midol, and grow up because that's embarrassing.
This happened in training camp his first year?
Yeah.
Okay, I guarantee Aaron Rodgers found himself duct taped to a goalpost at some point and poured water on it.
Yeah.
So that's how that works.
And they say that.
But it's okay. That's
right, exactly. That's part of the whole
But they say
thing.
From that point forward, Brett Favre had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. He didn't train him. So I'm thinking, who was wrong with this, Favre or Aaron? I personally think Aaron was wrong, personally. Because
let me ask you this: what do you think was appropriate for him to say when
you're Aaron Rodgers and Bill Schmontz is Brett Favre? Now, how do you approach Brett? Right.
Hey, Brett, I'm Aaron Rodgers. You know how you doing? I'm glad to be on the team.
Brett, that's Mr. Rodgers. Why would you call him Brett?
And then I go back, "Hey, kid, sit down." And then is that an insult?
No.
Go get my luggage.
Nothing.
Yeah, but you're Brett Favre. You've already established you're the man.
I have the respect that should be coming my way.
Okay, so how about this? If a tall guy walks in here and sits right here and says, "Hey, I'm the new spike on the mic."
Did he say it without
screwing
up? Did he say it without?
Woohoo! Okay.
Why can't you talk like that more often? That was damn good.
That's not an icebreaker. That's an insult. No. The guy Aaron Rodgers insulted Brett.
What is a ball busting to you then? Is ball busting an insult? Because at some point you have to lighten up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the boss and you're the veteran here. And how often do we talk to you with respect in our voice?
I just cheered when I thought you were never going to be here again.
Yeah.
And I'm only here like twice a year. So no.
Not even anymore?
Why is Brett Favre?
Now I'm mad at you. Show some respect. I mean, come on.
So why is Brett Favre obligated to take it harder than you do? This is your show, and you don't take any. I mean, you take.
You understand that I'm on Brett's side.
Yeah, but why?
I'm thinking. You should new like, guy can't come here, can't sit in this seat and
but
be
the yes, people, but the people around you treat you like Aaron Rodgers treated Brett Favre on a regular basis.
And you deserve and more respect than Brett Favre.
And you're not you're comparing apples to oranges. If a new guy came in here and you knew you were out the door, you're not staying around and you knew he was coming in and going to be your it's like it's not a question, it's a fact.
So right.
Then you know it's going to happen anyway. You have to accept it gracefully.
No, if they brought him in and said, sit here and learn how the show is done.
From you?
Yes. Yeah, sit here and watch the magic that Spike makes. Because in a couple weeks, you know, I'm going to be pissed at him.
And he sits down and he says, how you doing, Grandpa?
Really? He can't sit here and just I'm sorry, Grandpa, but I'm going to pronounce words right.
So when Rick James said Charlie Murphy, darkness, that was not is that a problem?
I don't know what that is.
What?
No, that was cool. That was
that's
okay.
That's cool.
Blank.
Okay.
With this alleged new guy come in and not wait till the show had started before fiddling with all the little knobs and stuff that makes it sound right. The hypothetically,
my microphone's not working. Why is my microphone not working?
I can't do this alone. I can't do this at all.
Nice. Solid point.
And he say something like straight in front of me.
Right.
And use the word peripheral all wrong the entire time.
Oh. And not turn completely around in his chair to figure out right and left.
You're my...
I'm in your peripheral.
It's turned into just pile on Spike.
So in other words, I can't be mad like Brett Favre shouldn't have been mad.
You're not mad like Brett
right
Favre
now,
was mad. That's what we're saying.
For the last 3 minutes, We were pulling an Aaron Rodgers to your Brett Favre.
And you weren't bothered.
And nobody and everybody.
You, liked it. You actually liked
it. You were fine with it.
You know we love you. As much of an asshole as you are, I said asshole.
Yeah.
We still
am I much
you.
Of one?
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that if you Spike and Brett Favre would be like water and oil.
Yeah, like
you set this up?
You two walking down the street and two people walk up and they both disrespect you. You laugh and shake their hand. Brett Favre pouts about it and goes and is all sour about
it. Yeah, I'm going to do my job.
Like he's all insecure.
You know what? The coolest thing he could have done was start spouting stats. This grandpa just
really. I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Boom.
This grandpa's wearing a couple Super Bowl rings.
Yeah,
what do you got, Rook?
Right. Boom.
Right. Well, go get my luggage.
He could have done that, but he didn't.
Carry my bags.
Right, he didn't need to do that. That was all so obvious.
No, he chose to pout.
He's Brett Favre.
Right. He chose to pout. Yeah.
All right. Well,
no, which is wrong. He shouldn't have pouted.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have. And so he didn't give Aaron Rodgers no props. He didn't give him the training and nothing.
We selfish.
I don't know. It just
I do believe Aaron Rodgers has the last laugh on that. So
no,
good to go.
Father Time always wins.
How many rings does Rodgers have? Does the Packers won Super Bowls?
Two. I think he has two.
He has two.
Yeah.
There you go. And Favre was his grandpotitude was actually a badge.
How old is Rodgers
badge of honor?
That's not important.
It is
more like a badge of honor.
I'll just cut it off.
About it.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to be showing up in Green Bay Packers camp one of these years to take his job at sooner than later, right? He's in his 30s, right?
That's the thing. We're it's cyclical.
It's a temporary job.
Yeah, you just got to that's why you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Especially in sports.
Some little friggin' rookie is going to come up to Aaron Rodgers and say, "Hey, Grandpa."
And then he's going to get mad.
No, he's not.
I'm sure they both get along very well right now.
Yes. All right. Well, speaking of getting along, we need to go ahead and get along, get out of this show here. So, Smots, what's stuck with you tonight?
What's stuck with me is you compare yourself to Brett Favre. I think you're more like a Vince Evans or maybe a Jamarcus Russell.
Vince offended. Evans played a long time.
What's stuck with you, Dr. Captain Clark?
Mustard and mayonnaise.
All right. And Voice of Reason, what's stuck with you?
I'm not ready for the question.
Right. Oh, great.
Me either.
All right. Then, PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
As the great catcher Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over.
There you go. And, Monica, listen, I'm not banning you from the show. So we will call you again. Answer your phone. So what stuck with you tonight?
These two Bacardi and diets.
There you go. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Spike on the mic here, and what stuck with me was the mustard and mayonnaise, which is also a tire in the black community. Holla back at you, baby boy. One.
He holds the record for making more mistakes per sentence than any human on the planet.
Here, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in the monkey wrenches of wrenching. What is the missing oomph, if that's such a word? Another big word, phenomenal. Phenomenal?
He believes every Hooters waitress is madly in love with him.
They have a plethora, and and I don't know how to spell pleasure, but they have a cornucopia. They have a lot going on.
This is the most confusing show on radio.
But I didn't realize I forgot it until I was ready to say it. You know they think I'm the fly in the milk.
Stay tuned, my friend.